No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business in...
A very good evening to you all, Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name. And welcome to one more Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. And remember that we are always coming with the word of faith, a word of faith bring to your house, to your heart, and regardless of the problems that you are going through. Like I say, there is a way out. Jesus is the way. If you seek Him, you will find Him when you search Him with all of your heart. And your suffering have to stop. You cannot carry your suffering. You cannot carry this burden by yourself. You need to give God a chance and take this load and give it to God so that God can be able to change your life. I'm not alone in the studio. I have here as well Pastor Festus. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor Daryl. And mwato ke wapo Namibia keminga nembinga. O programa we ohoye telwa luse kongreka yo Universal Church. Mo Igor FM ha. Iye kwalu kila momempo natango. O programa yo iye hulife pole mono lihuna. Unene tuove outo mono ihuna. Uwezi kuchoto durubali kuninganga helipi. Wakulila mwenye ngui. Shashu wakenda bala shinya na shinya. Ndeka pene vatero lasha. Ongala mwenye oye ilie ikia fafana. Ovo wahala ne ongala mwenye oye ilundruke. Ongala mwenye oye idruku lundruka. Ini mwalalu she mwaladio mu. Ohatu kwetere mwumaho kololo. Ova mwovo valiva mwenye huna. Valive na mwuju. Ndele. Tava ninge tokolo. Lokuwe ngena pukalunga kavo, nde kalunga teva mangula, nde kalunga tayambeke engala mwenye davu. Yon huna tango, ove umiambekwa, ove ote hokololo mangula, ove tokeli anjaka atushiku chonga elipi, ashike mwene nangaha, oto kalungi kitoka kopikoe komeva, oponeke hulolo programa hii, atuke kuningilo meirikano. Ove yon huna tango, ngengo ohala kupo pia nunu umone ekungo mwenyo ilo ya mbidido. Oto tu dengere kono mola yetu yongo jono lano, ono lano hetatu, no nola vavari, ombali vavari, ona tuvatatu, no nano.
Yes, you can call the toll-free number, you can call at 0800-22-335, and we are going to always pick up the phone, and we are going to answer your call, regardless of the problem, regardless of the situation that you are going through. Just give God a chance. And God is going to change your life. God is going to make a change in your life. So remember that in the end of the program, we are going to bless your water. You can prepare a glass of water. You can prepare a bottle of water next to your device. And we are going to pray together. We are also going to open the lines for you to call in here, the studio, so that we can be able for you to include the name of a loved one, a name of a friend, a name of a family member, so that we can be able to pray for you. I am not alone here. We brought today Ailey to give her testimony. We are going to hear the testimony of Ailey. Again, the conclusion of her testimony. Ailey went through a lot, but through the power of faith, God changed her life, right, Pastor Festus? And if this person can also give God a chance, for sure God is going to make a change in this person's life.
Esa lucha ndi popi kucha. O ngalamwenyo kapeno nu ena engono doku ilundrula. Kapeno nu ena engono doku ilundrulo madiladilo ilo mtima. O ngalamwenyo nu o kalunga shiketa druku ilundrula. Ngeengo nu okwanyo ngalamwenyo ya eku kalunga. Pamwe na kalunga kapena shisha nyengana. Mwenye nyomu kuna auto druku ya kuye. Ngengo shina shanye lunduru kolo ngala mwenye oye. Kapena nando ndo kotora ta druku lunduru ngala mwenye. Ilo madiladilo, ilo ntima. Ashiku mshiti wa ya ishe. Otadulu. Ini mayo aili hii. Ayanjo ngala mwenye ya kukalunga. Kalunga ta lunduru ngala mwenye oye.
Yeah. And we see here that Aili, this Tuesday you spoke that when you were taken to the witch doctor, you suffer even physically abuse at home, and even you didn't even went well in your studies, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah.
Ungatokelwa pona wapuri kini kembinga nembinga. Good evening, everyone. My name is Aile Amakali. As Pastor say that everything started when my grandmother took me to the wood doctor in Angola. I remember we went there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, you can speak, Aile, please.
So I remember we went there in at night, 2 o'clock. Me and my grandmother, we went to the wood doctor in Angola.
Oh, you went to all the way to Angola?
Yes, yes, Pastor.
But what was the problem, Aile?
For me to go with my grandmother?
Yes.
I don't know. He just said, I want to go with you to the wood doctor.
Okay.
And then it not even stopped there. We used to go there every month.
Every month?
Yeah, but I don't know what are we going to do. I just have to obey her because he's an elder. So, like, coming back to Angola, it's where everything, like, started to hate me, started to call me weird, started to beat me physically.
Your grandmother?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was very bad, like, because I really suffer a lot, especially my body. And there was moments...
So, you suffered physically abuse?
Yeah, I suffered physically abuse, Pastor. She used to lock me in the room. Sometimes she would beat me, even if I did not do anything, she would beat me. Sometimes, like, you ask, what did I do today? Like, every day, you have to prepare yourself for me to be beaten, Pastor.
Yes. I see.
The worst moment is when she cut me with the panga.
She cut you with a panga?
Yes. Because she don't care. Whatever she has in the hand, she will beat you with. It's someone that she don't care. Whatever she has in the hand, she will just beat you with. And, like, I never saw my grandmother. Since we went to Angola, coming back to Namibia, I never see my grandmother happy. Every day he's just angry. Unless he's drunk, is when you see her happy. Yeah, when he's drunk, then you see her happiness.
Then she would smile, she would talk.
But if he's not drunk, she will not smile, she will not. She will just shout at you, calling you word, like cursing me, like insulting me with my mother and my father. And might I speak in the Shamba Navasa?
Yes, you can, please.
So, Gashinda pops a pakucha, Emanola Hingi, Hunolatame, Gashitu, Amo Angola Namekulu, Ugujako Angola Konga, Wakatameka, Anginga, Wakatameka, Hadenginge, Wakatameka, Tulangomala Kamai, Tafinginge, Po Apane, Apane Quali, Apane Quali, Akatetange, Atetangi Nekatana, Shashi. Ya wali kucho kumashi ke meko sheke te kudengi fanai nasho. Ukwale hapa terengi mundu data dengi nge. Wapa nendaka aloloka okudengu.
So your life just becoming worse.
It's really become worse.
You see, Pastor Festus, perhaps this person is listening to us right now. And things are just becoming worse. This person is suffering abuse, maybe abused by a family member, a relative, maybe physically abused, maybe sexual abuse, and things are just becoming worse day by day. Every single day, things are just becoming worse. If this person can just give God a chance, God is going to make a change in their life.
Ongashi konga mwenye yovene, omnito druku itolana ndokunu, kenashita druku ninga. So nuhuna tango, it's the same way, openomo ujuo ongala mwenye, ongengu hata mekuka koi, onu kenashita druku ninga. Ongashi ike, ongala mwenye ya mekulu waili, ya tamiko kuninga, kuninga hii, shasho kuitola kenga nga, ya tatamiko kudengo kanakayo, ontekulu wae, ungalo ya hayo yende ke ukakowe ke na mbili umbili yohiko ngonenge na wachimu mbalo du ashiko we umbili ke opo kafimbo kashimbo tusha kene kwa ngara mwenye afafana wakenda balano kukongo mbili muma pangwe, muma kaya muma lodu, mara ashike ishaike wadimo ngara mwenye natango ukakowe.
Yeah, what did you say, Pastor?
I'm saying, Pastor, just as I spoke from the beginning that there are things that a person having nowhere to take them.
Yeah.
Whatever you try, the situation is just going worse. There are people who try to search for a better life through alcohol, through drugs, through other things.
Yeah.
Like through witch doctors. But Only God who can be able to change the situation.
Yeah. And dear friend, it doesn't matter the problems that you are going through. You can call now the toll-free number. It's a free number. It's free of charge. 0800223335. I repeat, 0800223335. This person can call the number now, Pastor Festus.
Yes. To turuku dengera peife kono mola tiongo di onola nohetatu. Onola vavari, ombali vavari, onatu vatatu, nonano. Opo, evatele ya tukupe nona tango, okucha ohatukuli ohatukushingile kukalunga, opa dule kulonga mongala munye. Ongo jeito dengere peife nga ha, otomo no mayambi dido opa mepe. Ota druku kuku ninga udule okuitavela shasho meitavela ikia tumonengono dakalunga.
Yeah. So, dear friend, give God a chance. You see here that Ailey's testimony. Ailey, you spoke that you drop out of school.
Yes.
And you also suffer sexual abuse.
Yes, Pastor.
And you even became worse.
Yes. Yes, Pastor. So I became more worse, like to the point that, like in the age of 9, 8, there I started like to sleep with big people because I don't care anymore because of
elder
the pain.
Man.
Yeah, elder man, because of the pain that I feel in my body. Like I want someone to make me to feel good because I'm tired. Well, and I was really tired of being beaten. Sometimes she would lock me in the room.
She would beat you for no reason.
Yeah, she would lock me in the room. Like she never beat me. Like maybe said outside the room. She make sure she would lock me in the room. Like she, it's like sometimes it feel like she want to kill me. Yes, Pastor. To the point that I have to leave the house because of tired. Like I'm very tired. I remember even one day I have to go to sleep, like to sleep in the bush the whole week because I really got tired of being beaten.
Mm.
Yes, Pastor.
And you drop out of school?
Yes, I drop out of school because I had to go look for my mom because I'm tired of like. It's really affected me, like physically and mentally. It's really affecting me very much.
And you start hated men.
Yes.
Yeah.
I started hated men because when I went to look for my mom, when I went there, there's a man that like he forced me, like, and then he raped me, and then I felt pregnant, like, and then when I wanted to tell my mom, like, she was not wanted to listen to me, and then I just keep it myself, and then I started to lock myself in the whole week, like sometimes 3 weeks in the room, like without bathing, without eating anything. I'll just be there in the room.
Depressed.
And I don't want to talk to anyone.
You lock yourself in the room.
Yes, Pastor.
And maybe, dear friend, you have been, you don't want to talk to nobody. You lock yourself in the room, and you look at yourself and you say, no, it's better for me just to drink, just to smoke, just to go out and have multiple relationships.
Yes.
And your life is just becoming worse day by day. God is the way out of your problem. That's why we are telling you to call the toll-free number now. It's a free number, 0800223335. They can call, Pastor Festus.
Yes, Pastor. Uneneto pamwe mo peife nga mo wa ujuo wa shakeneka o hi halu kuri me fini kolo madila dilo o hatu fana mo shingisha depression. Depression kashimba o wa me fini kolo madila dilo o mo kipra kucha e fini kolo madila dilo ange o tali drungo kuya konjila o depression na ange o andi drungo kumanguluka kuyovari eheno o to druku manguluka shashike sho mota andi maokololo mu obapitira muyo ashike kalungo eke tatruku okuvelula o depression nawe nando obanwa hapo hakenda baro kunwe pela diapo osho amitanji kukelela nando hame pela doe ashike ngengo ete kuchotosha keneko o depression na kalungo ti mangulula.
Yeah, you don't need to suffer, friend. You don't need to go through that life. You can just call now the toll-free number. They can call the toll-free number.
No, to tu dengere konola no etatu. O nola bavari, no mbari bavari, no natu vatatu, no nano.
Yeah, can you repeat a bit slowly, Pastor?
O nola no etatu. ono lava vali, ombali vavali, nonatu vatatu, nonano. Ongo joe oyoshari shangongi, inopunga kutulako nando kapeni kasha kongo joe, ilonge nkakuna shana ndenande, oto denge shashongo joe afutuwa nale.
Yeah, and you see, Aili, you also mentioned that you were also addicted to alcohol.
Yes.
And things were just becoming worse.
Yes, I started to drink alcohol in the age of 6 because my grandmother
age was, of 6?
Yes, because my grandmother was having a sabine. So it's like I become a dustbin, like, because everyone will buy alcohol. I'll be the one also to test. Do you want to test? So I even used to drink those like punya punya, old bag, castel, and beer. Mm. Yes, pastor. And
umbike.
Yes, in a very young age. Tombo, ipaka, jinja.
But why would you drink? Just to taste, or yeah, you drink to forget about your problem?
Sometimes it's just to taste because I was very young. Because mm-hmm. everyone is drinking, especially my grandmother is drinking. So she would tell me, whatever I drink, you have to drink also.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like I become a slave of my grandmother, because whatever she told me, I'll do it. I even remember, like, I started even to carry the big container in a very young age, like 25, when I'm going to fetch water. I'll carry, in the age of 7, I'll carry 25 from a long distance to my house.
Mm.
Yes.
So things would become worse.
Very worse.
Day by day.
Yeah, very worse. Like, even the guy that raped me, that guy make me not to value myself anymore. Like, I said, no, I'll just give myself to anyone. I don't care anymore. Like, I'm nothing. I remember even to come to church, like, when I came to church, pastor. When I came, I needed help. Like, even when people used to look at me, sometimes people would say, I look bigger than my age. When I came, I became very worse.
Okay.
And I came to church. Yeah.
Yeah. And Aili, how did you found the church?
When I came to church, I remember I was talking to God. I was having a conversation with God at night. Because for me to come to church, it happened when one guy, when I came in Nundugu, told me, I don't want to do anymore. And then I tell myself, like, I was having a conversation with God, my God, for how long I'll suffer like this? Why did you created me? And then I told him, either you kill me or you take me to a place where I can find help, I can find peace. Because since I was, like, in a very young age, I never have peace in my life. I wanted peace. I tried to look peace, like, in alcohol, in men. I sleep with a lot of men, but I could not find peace. I was telling God, my God, either you kill me or you have to take me to a place where I can find peace and help. And then Universal came in my mind, because when I came, nobody invited me. I came on my own.
Oh, you came by yourself?
Yeah, I came by myself. As well.
Okay. And you start searching for peace.
Yes.
And by yourself, yes, you came to the church.
Yes.
An assistant helped you?
Very much. Mm. One of the assistants really helped me very much, because even though sometimes if you not see me coming to church, send me Bible verse, who call me, why did not see you today at the church? That assistant really helped me, because when I came to church, I don't even used to speak English, pastor. Mm. She's the one that used to help me. Like, sometimes people will laugh at me, but for her, she would tell me, don't worry, remember how God brought you to church. Never forgot where God took you from. She always did encourage me. She always be there telling me, my dear, remember you came to church alone. I never forgot the purpose that why are you coming to church.
Mm.
So it really helped me very, very much.
Yes, but who told you, Aili, for you to stop drinking and for you to have a part, like multi-relationships?
No, nobody.
Nobody?
Yeah.
It was you yourself.
I have to make a decision.
You wanted to change.
Yeah, I really wanted to change.
And maybe, Pastor Zephestus, maybe this person is listening to us right now, and this person have cut herself off, have cut himself off from society. This person has gone to an extreme of even wanting to commit suicide. Multiple times this person began to drink tablets and even tried to prepare ropes in order to hang himself or to hang herself, thinking that is a mistake for them to be in this world. But God's purpose for this person is to take them out of darkness, is to take them out of depression, is to take them out of this situation that they are living in. because there is a way out. God is the way out of this person's problem. If they just can give God a chance, their life is going to change. God can become this person's father if this person accepts him. He will not reject this person. Mm-hmm. And that's why, dear friend, I would like you to call now. Call the toll-free number. It's 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. That is the toll-free number. It's a free number. It's just for you to dial. It's just for you to pick up and call without credit. Right, Pastor Fez? They can call without credit. They can call now.
Without credit. To denge pay fenga ha. So unene tu. A tu po pinga shon vita ta po pay fa bata po pikucha ha. Pwa mo ovo nume wakupa mo maso. Wan mine pela. Inosa. Watoko kele mongodji. Inosa. Wat kenda balolo kuningwa shike. Opi ufse. Inosa. Wa nugile le momeva. Inosa. Kashimbo wali uwi angelu li no miponga. Ino filamo. Miponga yo mahuto. Uwi angeleto. Ambala wasa no momea. Osho shimwe sho mwayo na me ambala nda file momea. Nde ngishi kucho nda hupa monga ipi. Pwa moto shakene momo uju. Omo uju ekuhenu na momaso. Oka lunga nga ho. Omitwe inete kupee. Ilongifa opo ukale. Shote tete. Okukala une hupifolo e. Umunyowe wa hupifwa. Chashu she. Hako kumbole tuwe oku. She katusho mwenye ulimolu tu. Ndele. Katusho lutu lino mwenye ndele. She olutu. Omwenye ulimolu tu. Ngengo mwenye wadimo molu tu. Olutu kari na ajite tari longifwa. So okalunge kupo mito wa kupa miponga ishoyo. So. Tudenge luta ale konomola yetu yongo di onola no heta tu. Ono la vavari no mbali vavari no natu vatatu no nano. Opo umone kwa felo ujemo mama ujua esho. Mi ponga esho to shakeneke. Mami psadi esho to shakeneke. Mama uya esho to shakeneke. Mama wambra esho to shakeneke kula mbala lake japatoi.
Yeah. Mm. And today, Aili, you have peace.
Yes.
You have peace.
Very much.
You have happiness. Yes. You are a married woman.
Yes, Pastor.
You value yourself.
I value myself very much.
And you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. You found peace.
I found peace that nobody even will take out from me. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, Pastor. Mm. And the smile that I remember, like, when I came to church, I came without no smile. But the day that...
You were sad.
Yeah, I was very much sad. But the day that I came to church, like, the peace that I received until now, no one who can be able to take it away from me. The smile that I have since I came to church, I still have it until now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You are completely a transformed person.
Yes, I'm completely transformed.
And you are married woman?
Yeah, I'm married to my lovely husband.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And what you do for the living?
I'm just doing cleaning service. I have my own business.
Or your own company,
yes,
of cleaning services.
Yes.
So God has transformed your life. Your family, when they look at you, they see a new person.
They really see a different woman of God. Because even one of my cousins was telling me that I never thought it would be like that. Because like some of them, they see how my grandmother used to treat me.
Mm.
Yes, they never thought I would be somebody today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you can speak English.
Yeah. Yes, Pastor.
Now, how long it take for you to end up speaking English?
It did not even take long. The moment I received God is when I started to speak.
By the way, how long you are in the church now?
I'm 8 years now.
8 years and you are like, when do you know, man?
It's God. Okarunge ke kapenavaju mwe. Netongo morango yuya pakucha. Karungo yike taduruku chenjonga la munyoye. Kashinano mbibeli techukucha. Ileni yesa tati. Ileni kuava. Kwa mea va mulongo no malolo kifa. Ntolo anti mpetu muko. God is the only one. There is no other way. As Jesus is saying that, come to me those who are what? Pastor? Come to me those who are
weary.
Yeah, and I will give you
rest.
Yeah, the same way God did to me, the same way God will do to you.
Yeah.
And I can testify, like, seriously, that God really transformed my life. Amen. I never thought I would be like this today.
Amen. Mm-hmm. No more drinking, tomorrow.
No more drinking, tomorrow.
No more drinking alcohol.
No more.
No more depressed.
No more.
You are a married woman now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. And much more God is going to do in your life.
Very much.
All right.
And because I trust in him. My grandmother that abused me, and today is my best friend.
Oh.
And she loves me very much now.
Amen.
Yeah.
My husband pray for her now.
Yeah. I pray for her. I remember even whenever I go to the nurse, she will tell me, please bring for me anointing oil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring for me anointing
oil. So you are no more having this grudge towards her.
No. Even the person that raped me, I forgive everybody.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm the pillar of the family because many of the family, especially my grandmother, would tell me, please pray for me. So God brought me for purpose so that we can able to help my family and everyone.
Yeah. And you are there listening to us right now, dear friend, thinking that you have a big problem. Some pastor versus they say, oh, I have a big problem. I don't know what to do. My problem looks impossible. I am suffering. No, nobody's there that can help me. But that's why we are here on Eagle FM every Tuesday night, every Thursday night, giving to your heart a word of faith. God can change your life. Like God changed the life of Eileen. Her situation looked impossible. Maybe you're saying, you have been drinking and your situation is impossible. You have tried many ways looking for help, but you're not able to find help. Listen, your problem is spiritual. And you need to get spiritual help. And therefore, we're here praying for you here on Eagle FM. And you can call the toll-free number. You can get the address near to your house. You can go to the church there. We have a church throughout Namibia. North, in the south, in the coast, in the west, in Windhoek, we are all over. You can just call the toll-free number and ask the nearest address near to your house, and you can go there to the church, and God is going to make a change inside of your life.
Sister, oh, Brulu. Kalunga otakongo vana batabasha kene ko mujuma nene otakongo abaviri monopo bapungo ekeri bakufemo ekeri wapungwa kali shekele lonu eke lonundele ekela kalunga mwene tadrukukuna na monopo muli menono muli momeva muli mefuta muli lo mujuma nene ove takongo inima yete tamola juomu Undishishi nale kucho, kuno wanu vahapu, eva hala, eva ulikile engono dae, ovi nwala yotu kumone engono da kalunga kwe.
They can call the toll-free person.
Totu druku tu dengela ko nomola yotu yongo diyo shari, onola, ohetatu, onola vavari, ombari vavari, onatu vatatu, nonano.
Yeah, you can call the toll-free now, dear friend. Yes, if you don't want to call the toll-free, you can also send a message. Maybe you don't want to speak to nobody. You have locked yourself in the room and you don't want to have any conversation with nobody. You can write a SMS in your home language. I don't know which language you speak, but you can write your in your home language, in your mother tongue. And definitely we are going to give you help. This number for you to write an SMS is 081 141-3322. I repeat, 081-141-3322. They can write an SMS, Pastor.
Yes. Totu sangero ka oka tumaka. Kono mola ngo di onola no etatu no imwe bavari. One no imwe onatu bavari nombari bavari. And then drula onola no etatu no imwe no imwe. None no imwe ona tuvavari nombari bavari oto okoto drukutuminoka tumwala kako.
Yeah, so you can write an SMS and you can call as well. And if you want to talk to Eileen, you want to speak to her in person, she's here in Windhoek, in our branch in Okoringava. We have a branch here at Stop and Shop here in Okoringava. If they want, they can make a turn there and talk to you. Which days do you normally go to church? Especially tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll be there, 6 p.m. And also Saturday I'll be there. And then also Sunday. And also like almost every day I used to be at church. Only sometimes on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you would like to speak to Aili, she's there in Okuringaba Stop and Shop. You can always look for her, Aili, and definitely you can ask her how she overcame more in detail. And for sure, God is also going to bless your life. There is a way out of your problem. We are going to shortly, we are going to go to a break, okay, in about 15 seconds. And then we are going to be coming back with a word of faith, okay? You can prepare your glass of water, because in the end of the program, we are definitely going to pray for your water, and God is going to give you peace, joy, and happiness, regardless of the situation, the problem that you are going through. Stay tuned for this break.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira wakuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga. Patrura oradio yoye etiari netine. Pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusikusi jo Igor FM.
All right, we are back. We are back with the program, carrying on. If you have your Bible closest to you, you can open it in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I repeat, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. The word of God says like this: I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. You see here, dear friend, God is calling heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that he has set before you life and death. Life, you see, God have given Aili a new life, and death, for those who reject and those who don't want help. And we are here. We are here on Eagle FM, giving a word of faith, bring to your heart a word of faith, and bring to you a real life story. Because it is through the power of faith that God has transformed people's life. Today people have life like Aili, and countless testimonies that we brought here to Eagle FM. People have life. Why? Because they choose life. And now they are living. They have peace. They have joy. They have happiness. They are no more suicidal. They are no more addicted to alcohol, drugs. They are no more being tormented by demonic forces like witchcraft and curses and things happening in their life. Today they are free. And you can also be a free man. You can also be a free woman. It all depends on you. God wants to give you life. But you need to choose. Is either you're going to choose that life of alcohol, drugs, choose that life of having countless relationships and becoming somebody that is just messing up his life? No, God wants to make a change. That's why we're here. The purpose of God is not to harm you, but to change your life. Right, Pastor Festus?
Oshashangwa kuchaka lungo kufa na eulune duri kale onge ongo mbangi kucha okwanja onu aholole pokati keso no mwinyo osho handi jimbulukana na ombibeli hapo pita kucha ova ingeli ohavaka anjo eho kololo meulu pefimbola oba shashi obo kwa li omiyuki e ulori nunjo korona shinashanae. Kedu, ongashi tu ailita anje hokololo la epe ifengaha. E hokololo le du, olishishi omu ave atusho tushu jide nge kalunga alundrula. Ongala mwenye hae, nge kalunga aningine nelonga shasho kwa ningangalipi. Shasho kwa hololo mwenyo, okwa jamu mongala mwenyo inya ii, ongala mwenyo eso. Ongala mwenye yali ya inanoma dira diro kulidipa. Ongala mwenye inya yoku ipatela monduda. Ongala mwenye inya inahara kupikina na ndokonu. Oka isho ongala mwenye eso kwa liena. Neso lali tarifa na nukuli unomo makutu ae mwene kucha lidipa ashike. Ashike. Pepe nga ha omwenyo ena omwenyo mwanawa uno mbili une hapo shoyo natango natango botufane ma kalungote kufanene okwekupa uninge tokolo lo mwenyo ukuholole omwenyo
yeah otokolo make a decision
mm-hmm.
make a decision because God want to make a change inside of your life right Pastor Konjo
yes Pastor good evening Pastor and good evening dear listen mm. this is true Pastor because even if we don't make a decision to choose life, we are already making a decision to choose death.
Mm.
A decision is already there. Even if you don't decide, you have decided not to decide.
Mm.
So it's a choice. Kucha nino tokola mio, kucha aye, opo itale mangiti tokola peife, no kuha tokola, waninga nare tokola. Ngingi tokufa e tokola, uchenjo mwenyo, ilu uholo mwenyo. Waninge tokolo nale wa holole omwenyo nde ngengi tokolo omwenyo wa hololeso mema mono ihuna mutulieni kesheiko mutaduru kujamo zimbulu keke kucha esha tumetero maokolo wapangaha osheshiki ima kuna omwenyo ngeno kakwa ikuna omwenyo ngeno kalungi nutumbula tacho kuna omwenyo utu no madira duro kulikufo omwenyo okuna omwenyo uwa udane kwa ava Baholola. What I'm saying here is, Pastor, that the reason why we are here is because there is life. Otherwise, even God himself couldn't say choose life because there is there. Life is there. For those who are thinking about killing themselves, taking their life, probably because that they think that there is no life for them anymore.
Mm.
There is life. God said, it's there. You just need to choose it.
Yeah. And you can make the right choice by calling in now and include a name of a loved one, the name of a family member here in the studio. I have the number here. And very soon I'm going to mention it to you, the number that you can call in here on Eagle FM. Here in the studio, you can call this number 0832-88401. They can call this number. Right, Pastor Konjo.
Pivengato durukutu dengira mo studio, onola oyetatu, onatunombali, oyetatu vatatu, one nonola no imwe ndendu lamo nola etatu natumbali ohetatu watatu one nonola no imwe ongo dia tumo studio paife nga atodru kufo ngo dio ngeto tudengere otopo tu plaka dio ende atushange dina lo eme mbolo lo ilikame lituna pa paife
yeah so we are going to open the lines you can start to call in already and include the name of a loved one include the name of a friend here in the prayer book, all right? Somebody that is suffering, someone that is going through difficulties and hardships in his life. Maybe you have a family member who is having an addiction problem, a drug problem, addicted to chemicals, and things are not going well. Things are not going well. Give God a chance. Call now the studio at 0832-88401. We have one caller. Good evening, call on Eagle FM or Apple 2.
Hello, Tata Grapanate.
Oh, Tato Grapo Memo Mato Grapo Nawa. Memo Tat and a good Japanese Nala already.
Oh,
come in
and good Jaco 9.
Memo Tat and a good Jaco 9. Men Angulo had to cool Galican in a combiga, she came on Glossionina.
Tandi Galican and Tandi in the Mogalca and Note for one the cow, Nironga, Taupa cow, Nironga, Manido.
Okay,
and I'm with Tande, Hamon Punta, no more.
Okay,
Uruquenda.
Okay. Menangula o Maginova Teculuvo or Lily to Vatulemon Bolomedica no Pifenga, ha?
O Maginaga, who Monda Sita, Elkane.
Yeah, Rome. So you can keep on calling the studio now at 0832-88401. I repeat, 0832-88401. That is the number here in the studio. Okay, don't hesitate. If you are in need of help, don't miss this opportunity. The person can call in the studio, Pastor Festus.
No, mo studio mo to dengere ko no mala ngo di ono la no hetatu ona tu ombali o hetatu veri vatatu one no nola no imwe andendrula ona la no hetatu no natu ombali o hetatu veri vatatu one no nola no imwe.
Yeah, you can repeat again a bit slowly, Pastor.
Ono la no hetatu ona tu ombali o hetatu veri vatatu one nonola noimu.
Yeah, so that is the number here in the studio. If you would like to speak to us on air, you can call the number here in the studio, or you can also call the toll-free number. It's a free line. If you would like to speak to someone off air, you can call the toll-free number at 0800 22 3335. I repeat, 0800 22 3335. That is the toll-free number, or if you want to speak here in the studio. You see, Pastor Festus, many people are looking at their problem as a big problem, but there is nothing big that God cannot solve. God can make the impossible to become possible.
O vanu vahapu o havatale omoujuavo veote omouju makula. Nokuri, openu vanu vahapu havatange omoujuavo onu toufana uju ongo ujuwae uju uduange woshike shike uduange woshuka uduange welondola tava udifana wafata tange uju. Ujuo ko ushiwoe ini mawe wapungo kukufa. Ditoeta kukalunga koe. Wapu kufepo.
So just give God a chance. Call now the studio here at 0832-888-401. I repeat, 0832-888-401. There is a number here in the studio. You can call, right, Pastor Konja? They can call, right?
Yes, Pastor. To drug to dengera mo studio, onora etatu, onatu, ombali, o etatu vatatu, onne, onora noimu. Ilongenge pamuno manguluka kupopta momepo, to drug to dengera kwe, onora etatu, ombali, onora vavali, ombali vavali, onatu vatatu, onano. Andendurulamo, eo shari ye ino pumga asha, ukala unakushoku chakuna kushako ngozi, to drug to denga paifengaha, pena almenu wakalunga tapo, pena onora etatu, onola vavali, ombali vavali, onatuvatatu, onano.
So even if you're not going through, keep on calling, keep on trying. We are going to pick your call, and you can also include the name of a loved one, a name of a family member or friend. Maybe you have a son or a daughter, or you know of somebody that is being attacked countless times with unclean forces. Maybe this person is always being admitted in the hospital, and always this person is unable even to go to school because of these attacks. God can change their life. There is a way out of your problem. It doesn't matter the problem, how big your situation is. God can help you out of it. He set before you life and death. He called heaven and earth as a witness. A witness against you today that they have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. So God has set before you life and death. So choose life that you may live, right, Pastor Festus?
Oshokalunga tati kucha holo la omwenyo opuhupe. Oekupolo ene ngengo wa holo la omwenyo ngengo wa holo la ngala omwenyo iwa ngashingwa ndishipopi kucha kalungo lihano kalungo hatu mufana omlume numuwa. Shatano liano. Shatano hatu mufana omlume numuyi. Oma uyae shakale lapuye. Noma uwae shakale lapukalunga. Ngengo wehene pukalunga. Omwenyo muwa tomono. Oma uyae shenyo taka nene mondalae. Oshongaho.
Yeah, so call now the toll free number. 0800 22 3335. I repeat. 0800-022-335. That is the number. It's a toll-free number. You can talk to someone off-air, or you can call here in the studio at 0832-888-401. I repeat, 0832-888-401. That is the toll. That is the studio number here. If you'd like to include a name of a family member in the prayer book, they can call the toll-free if you would like to talk to somebody off-air.
Yeah, nungingo alo popsa weheri mo mepoto duro kuto dengera ngo jei zimbrokasha tu tukucha shali. Apei fei kenga hakucha noko nima programa to duro kuto denga natango. Nola itatu, nola vavali, umbali vavali, nona tu vatatu, nona.
Okay, so we are going to go to a break. Stay tuned for this break. After we are going to come back.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Siwanashana Namibia. Khamberera.
Okay, we are back. Probably that is a technical issue with the program, but we are going to carry on. Maybe you find yourself in Kadutura or in Greenwall or in Uchamise or Koringava. You can just pick up the phone and call. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can pick up the phone and call regardless of the problem, the situation that you're going through. There is a way out of your problem. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to lament. You don't need to complain. You can give your complaint to God, and mm-hmm. God can change your life.
That is oshongaho. Kucho oulipe ni kucha pamo oulipo katutula oulinga shi atakutuwa kucha watu shakeneke ngo ijemu yeli na mo mepo nga shunene tu kufika keminga toko ambo. Haipene la disho vano mopeife nga bo jiteko la dio. Ashike pa mulina ndoko katutula, ulina ndoko grinuela, ilo uliko kuriangava, ilo ulike hambo dane hale. Keshe mwa pa oshamena, kufa pongo dio ende to denge. Opumone evatelo, itavela, ovino alika. Shoe, okufe tokolo, opu jema mujuo ilo mongala mwenye ya fapo.
Yeah, and you can call the toll-free number off-air. If you'd like to speak to someone off-air, 0800-22-335, or you can call here the studio at 0832-888-401. I repeat, here in the studio is 0832-888-401. That is a number here in the studio. If you'd like to call in the studio and include a name of a family member or friend in the prayer book, definitely we are going to make a prayer for you. And this person, Pastor Konja, this person have to understand that they are not alone. Maybe this person think that there is no way to live anymore. This person have the thoughts of wanting to end it all, want to commit suicide. Please, you don't need to take your life. Don't take your life. Give God a chance. God can take you out of this distress, this problem that you are in.
Yes, Pastor. As God, as we read today, that God say, choose life. We today, and the testimony of Ailey, we are the result of our choice. When we came to God, we were never like this. But because one day we choose, and this is the person need to understand, that the choice tomorrow, they are going to get the good fruit of their choice. Ngengo aninge tokolo nena mungu toka teya oijemo iwa etokolo loe sheshi tuli apa sho ijemo etokolo itaninga fikulimwe paninga tuhololo mwenyo tuholole kulandula kalunga tuholole ngasha tuti kuchakufa pongo jende tututengele waholola etokolo toholola ngekuno kredita upeno namba oshali kufana tango ngoji totu dengere. Holo lo mwenyo. Kalungo kwa hala ikupo mwenyo. Eshu wapunga kuninga. Ukita vela mwye. Nde tokufa etokolo. Toholo lo mwenyo.
Yeah, faith can move mountains. Faith can move mountains. Doesn't matter how big your mountain is. Doesn't matter how big your problem is. maybe you're carrying it alone. You don't need to carry your mountain alone. You don't need to carry your problem alone. Give all that problem to God, because God will make the burden lighter, right?
Takutua kucha, kalungo tadru kuningo mitualo, mitualo dongana mwenyo, jininge jipu. Kashimbo eshingao umba to mitualo diapu, o mitualo domo uye hame, o mitualo domo ujuo pa shimariwa, o mitualo domo ujuo pa hole, so pamo wa uwete wa kanifa shi hapu, kalungo ye takufako mitengi doyodo, ndete kupe omtengi wae, otakutua kucha, untengi wayo mpu, nonjila yayo mbanawa.
What did you say, Pastor?
The burdens of God are good.
Okay, so we have one caller. Good evening, caller on Eagle FM.
Yes, good evening, Pastor.
What happened to?
Otakarapo nawa. Ametangi denge la kuja kovenduka.
Oto denge kuja kovenduka.
Andale ke muwede jina la memo wange Paulina Shifidi, membo
lomelikani.
Kuli moshpangelo.
Okay. Aye, atuntu la membo lomelikano.
Yeah,
no, natangu longi kitoka kopikoe komelilo kakente komeva nukuli opo udule kukunpale lomevao.
Okay.
Nengo kuliko kule?
Aye, ukuliko wambo.
Kuliko wambo.
All right, so you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-888-401. I repeat, 0832-888-401. That is a number here in the studio. Or you can call off air, that is a toll-free number at 0800-22-3335. Doesn't matter where you are in Windhoek, in the capital, you are going through a situation, a problem, unable to sleep during the night, a victim of witchcraft, depressed, suicidal, maybe you are sick, maybe you're in prison, in a hospital, on a sick bed, you are unemployed, you have gone to many places looking for help and you have not found the help. God is the help. Our help comes from the Lord. Pastor Festus.
No. E kwa fole tu, o haliji kukalunga. Onga shingo pasta konja te shpopi hapa kucha. Atu shenga shu atu popina hapa. Atu shu otualipi hapu kalunga. No mitima dahano unwapo. Ne mwenyo dahano unwapo. No maujueli no kulili. Ndila ashike, o mwenyo utuna. O madiladilo mawatuna. Ongala mwenyo ituna. Nena iwa, aishe o kukalunga yaja. Itatuku ifane na ashike, osho katushishi, ilo katunshi. Dela tu kuifane ne kalunga o haya njo mwenyo kwa bata hololo mwenyo.
Yeah. So give God a chance. We are reaching now for us to go to our prayer very shortly. We are going to go to our prayer. You can prepare a glass of water, you can prepare a bottle of water, and we are going to have the moment of prayer where we are going to pray together, so that God can be able to make a change and a difference in your life regardless of the problems that you're going through. So you can prepare a glass of water next to your radio, next to your device. Maybe you are listening to us from the prison. You are listening to us from the hospital, from a sick bed, there at home, in the village, in the farm. Well, God is the way and God can take you out of that problem. So stay tuned for the moment of prayer.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Our God and our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we have this person had prepared their glass of water, their bottle of water. This person, my Lord, who is depressed, suicidal. This person who have tried many ways to look for help, but unable to find help. And this person have gone through many programs and she stick to this program now. Father, I pray that you may take away all the distress, all the problems that this person is going through. Maybe this person is listening to us from the prison, from the hospital, from a sick bed, there in the rural areas here in Windhoek, here in the capital, or maybe there in the farm. Father, I pray that you may take away all the problems from their life, because there is a way out of their problems, my Lord. Make the impossible to become possible and heal those who are sick, those who, my Lord, who called in for prayers. Father, I pray that you may take their problem away and let there be a solution and let there be a change inside of their life.
Kalunga kange medina la Yesus Christus. Andi likanene kalunga kange ovo veri mu ponge kwa veri me dolongo. Ovo veri mo shipangelo mo peife nga ha kalunga kange nga shingina mito ta denge kucha. Okuna memoa eri mo shipangelo. Kalunga kange etalele poloe olawana. Ovo hofiki keshe pamwe, ovo mono keshe pamwe. Ohu dukeshe pamwe, kapena apito drukufik, anu paivenga hove tu dita ikoladio. Ashike kalunga kange ove uvawete, no ulipamwe navo, tova drukuva mangulu ave shova kundukile ladio davo mefimbelilo meirikano, shashove ne itavero muove kalunga kange vapomwe nyo, oo apopia, shashove kuholola, inimayova kundukilo ladio mope ifenga ha. Ikumifa longa we ni nene longa we kalunga kange ne ilongwe mengala mwenyo davo. Tata mwe me pradise di nde toeta e me po diwa mwengala mwenyo davo kalunga kange medina la Yesus Christus. O handilikana. Amen.
Amen. You may drink now your water by faith. Amen. Receive the answer. Those who are sick, be healed. Those who have family problem, unable to sleep during the night, be healed and be free in Jesus' name. Now, in case you find yourself there in Greenwall, where is our church situated, Pastor?
Mo Greenwall to tuhange po Daniel Street, opo to tuhange po mungula ngula inene po hama. No ngula utapatula nale, no kuningo meilikano etu otete, no otulipo po nungo, no po natu, no po hama no yoko matango. Unene to obeto chikucha, iyo kofa omo ufiku, onangala to pondo, no mafini nikobasha, mane ufiku ila kongeleka. Mongola.
Yeah. In case you find yourself here in Windhoek, we are in Osman Platt, number 32 Independence Avenue. Tomorrow is Friday. We're praying for those who are suffering from spiritual attacks. Maybe you are being attacked spiritually. You are unable to sleep during the night. You hear voices of things that is disturbing you. Well, God is the way out of your problem. Just give God a chance. Our first service is 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 6 p.m. in the evening. In case you find yourself there in Kadutura, our church is also there in Kadutura at Groot Winkels. You can just make a turn there. Right, Pastor Sean?
Yes, yes, Pastor. The church is situated in Richard Kamauka Street, where we meet Independence Avenue. We are there 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 in the afternoon.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. And then Mix?
In Mix, we are located in the location called Efululu. The service is 3 in the afternoon and 6 in the evening.
All right. And also, we have our church there in Ochemise, the special prayer.
In Ochemise, we are in the location of Akdelan, in the street of Istanbul. Our first service is 3, and the main service is 6 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and also, we have in Stop and Shop, we also have our branch there. You can also find the church there.
In Okuriangava, we are in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite Yusef, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 and 6 p.m.
All right, so even though we go off air, you can always call the toll-free number, okay? And there will be someone ready to help you, regardless of the problem that you're going through. The number is 0800-22-3335. That is the toll-free number. It's a free number. You can call anytime, regardless of time or the problem that you're facing. Call in, and there will be someone ready to help you. For us here in the studio, Oshuete Totsins, go with the Lord until next week, Tuesday and Thursday, here on Eagle FM from 9 to 10 in the evening. So may God bless you. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.